things.
It's 8:30 on the clock, so we will call to order the Board of Equalization for Wednesday, November 21st of 2018. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. We need to... 5-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 5-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on to... Oh, Danny was looking at both over there. One of you have a comment or... No?
Please? That's a brush.
Patty?
I don't really have anything for you guys. Lori and I have been running real estate tax statements, so those will be going out here after she gets them stuffed. So getting them all balanced. There's quite a few tax credits that you have to... I feel sorry for the programmers. You have to put in homesteads. Then after a homestead, if that doesn't exempt it, then they put in the tax credit left on that amount. Then there's the ag land credit. So like E-Energy Adams has commercial, and they have ag land in town on that commercial. And so there's a lot of things that we're at kind of the mercy of the programmers to do. But I think we've got a balance now, and she's running. So
when will those be going out? In December sometime? Later?
She usually tries to send them out the first week in December.
How do you qualify for the homestead again? I always forget.
65 as of January 1st, and then there's income guidelines. You have to own and live in the property from January 1st to August 15th. So if something happens before August 15th, you pass away or sold or anything like that, that gets taken away. So.
What are the income? What are those levels for family?
I don't have that in my head. It's on a chart, and it's like 10. It can go from 10% to 100. So, and it depends if you're single, if you're married, if you're a disabled veteran, if you're disabled, but we've got all that information. So.
Okay.
And people that think they might not, still might want to check because you can deduct all your medical expenses.
How do we expose this to all the county members? How do we expose that so they know?
We put in, I mean, we have a release in the paper that we always put out. We talk about it. You know, so I don't know. You guys, because I think I send you a news release every time on that. Like when things, because the state sends us a news release.
Yeah, I thought so, but I wasn't sure.
The only thing is I don't know for sure.
Do you use it on Quibi and tell people?
Yeah, we've used it in the past.
And how about Kapersky? Do you use the Day Sun? Okay. Good.
Biggest question is if people still,
Well, just want to make sure those people who are qualified have an opportunity to use that.
And then we do get reimbursed that, too, so if there's any question, all these tax credits that we do put on, those are tax loss reports that we send in, so the county doesn't lose the money. It comes back to us as far as, so. And then once again, we come time, we'll put a correction through, because they can look at income up to 3 years back. So we help them what we can, fill them out, but we're not tax people, so we do the best we can, but the state does the...
You're not tax people? You just charge people taxes?
We're not. No, I don't charge people taxes. I charge. Oh. I had evaluation. I'm going to paper my wall with that.
This is more of a federal thing. It's because of, there's been some articles in some of the farm magazines where personal property, previous years, if you bought a, if you traded in a $50,000 tractor and you bought a $150,000 tractor, you just put down the difference or whatever on your personal property statement. Now, because of the new tax guidelines, you will be declaring the $50,000 as income, and I assume then that comes off the personal property, but then you will be putting on the full value of the $150,000 that you purchased.
We call the state a lot on this because that gets very complex.
Yeah. But there's been some guys that have already talked to their...
And your depreciation schedule depends a lot on that and what you guys have listed on your depreciation schedule.
But there's been some guys already doing some pre-whatever and talking to their tax people, and they're coming back and going, whoa, that's a change. I mean, for what we're used to, because otherwise we'd put on the $100,000 on the personal property, the difference of the trade, and now that's not going to be that way.
Now, if you trade something in, though, are you keeping that amount still on your depreciation schedule?
No, you won't be keeping that on
there.
That
comes off.
Mm-hmm. If you only had it, if you had it less than 7 years or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we have a really good support system at the Lincoln that if we have questions, we just call and...
But I think some of the farmers out there need to be, well, not only farmers, but I don't know about how that affects businesses, but I know the farmers, some of them have said, boy, that's going to be a change how we end up being affected with what they turn in.
Yeah, as far as I know, Lori will be mailing this out.
Do you know, can somebody, if they decide not to pay the personal property tax, can they pay the sales tax when they buy it? Nope.
We do both. We pay sales tax and personal property.
Like on a dump truck or something?
Not on a dump
truck. Not on a dump truck. No, on.
But on like a piece of equipment.
Like a backhoe, you mean, or something like that?
You get double
whammied.
Sorry. Like I made the laws.
You're the one that tells us about them.
We'll be outside your chambers a lot, Myron.
Anything else?
Terry's not here, but he said farm prices are going down.
We know
what
that.
What are you
going to
do
about it?
Yes.
We know that.
Thank you for bringing that up since he's not here. Yeah.
We know that. I'll pick some more footballs up at Naked.
Anything else? If not, we will adjourn at 8:37 on the clock.